It's hour two of Weekend in the Country. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. So glad that part of what you're doing is spending it with me and some of the greatest country music of our lifetime. And for today's get-together, we've gone back to the end of June in 1988. And I mentioned at the top of the program that there were 9 groups inside the top 20 that week, which I think is a record for this show. But we also have a number of acts that began in the pop and rock world, but made the change over to country. Earlier, we had Southern Pacific, made up entirely of former pop group members. There was Exile, and the group at number 1 also came from the pop world. I've given you a lot of hints about the song and the group at number 1 this week. You might be able to figure it out. If not, just hang in there. We'll get to it. And here in this segment, every artist that we're going to play, from number 10 to number 7 on the countdown, all had their first success on the pop chart. And that includes the country legend at number 10. It's Conway Twitty. Goodbye Time.
It's your life. You say you need a change. Don't all the dreams we've seen come true mean anything? And you say it's different now. And you keep staring at the door. How can you walk away? Don't I matter anymore? If being free is worth what you leave behind, and if it's too late for love to change. Then it's goodbye time. If we had known our love would come to this, we could have said of wasted years. Well, it's been fun. What else can I say? If the feeling's gone, words won't stop you.
Conway Twitty became a star in 1958 with his breakout hit, It's Only Make-Believe. Of course, he was a rockabilly singer at the time, and he stayed in rock music until 1965. He'd become a bit frustrated, and he didn't like the way audiences were acting at his concerts. One night, he just walked off the stage, as the crowd had gotten unruly, and kept on going and wound up in the country music world, and finished with 56 number one country hits. And boy, his voice there on Goodbye Time, just as strong and kind of reminiscent of It's Only Make-Believe. That song was written by James Dean Hicks and Roger Murrah. They pitched it to Reba, but she said she couldn't do it. It hit too close to home. She was going through a divorce at the time. So Conway got it and made it a top 10 hit. It was at number 10 this week, and would climb 3 more spots. And by the way, helping with background vocals was Vince Gill. It is June of 1988 on today's Weekend in the Country, and here's our next transitioner from the pop world. It's Michael Johnson. At number 9, I Will Whisper Your Name.
Tonight I am thankful, 'cause tomorrow begins lifetime together, and two hearts will win. I have loved you as surely as love has no shame. For as long as you're listening, I'll whisper your name. I will whisper your name when you're wounded and caught. Oh, when love beats so loudly, a whisper is lost. And if I made the rules, and if time was the game, I would promise forever to whisper. Well, if you strike a match and set the whole world aflame, and they used up the oceans and still prayed for rain, when they cried for the guilty, I'll take the blame. And when no one is listening, I'll whisper. I will whisper your name when you're wounded and caught. Oh, when love beats so loudly, a whisper is lost. And if I made the rules, and if time was the game, I would promise forever to whisper.
Here's Michael Johnson, I Will Whisper Your Name, song number 9 this week, 1988, two spots away from its high. Well, 1988 was an election year, no incumbent, the final year of the Reagan presidency, but his vice president, George H.W. Bush, got the Republican nomination, while the Democrats countered with the governor of Massachusetts.
Michael Dukakis did something today in Massachusetts that is certain to be a presidential campaign issue. He raised taxes. He signed a $40 million state cigarette tax and said he supported raising another $75 million by bringing the state tax code in line with federal tax changes. Dukakis brushed off suggestions that this could hurt him in the polls.
We'll do whatever is necessary, thoughtfully and responsibly, to make sure that we have balanced budgets in the state. And I hope, if all goes well, that I can bring some of that same spirit to Washington in January and do the same thing.
George Bush warned today that if Michael Dukakis had to raise taxes in Massachusetts, he may, as president, raise taxes for everybody.
I am not going to raise taxes, period. He just has in his home state, and he refuses to rule out a tax hike for the nation.
Painting Dukakis as a tax and spend liberal is just about all Bush can do in a campaign which has not been going well lately. The latest ABC News Washington Post poll shows Dukakis with 51% and Bush with 39%.
The lead for Dukakis would expand to 17 points by July, right around the time of the Democrats' convention. But Bush had the very popular Reagan behind him. Republicans kept pounding the tax issue and portrayed Dukakis as soft on crime. He didn't do well in the late summer debates, so his lead was gone by September, and then came the nail in the coffin. The infamous photo op with Dukakis riding in an Abrams military battle tank. An effort to try and toughen his image did exactly the opposite, and Bush would go on to a decisive victory in November. All right, and we're back to the countdown this week in 88 with song number 8, It's a Father-Son Duet. It's 18-year-old Ryan Murphy with his dad, Michael Martin Murphy, on Talking to the Wrong Man.
Hey, Daddy, I got a problem. Last night I took my girlfriend for a ride, and the way she touched my hand, Dad, got this funny feeling deep inside. So I leaned over and I kissed her. I put my arms around her and then, well, she reached up and she slapped me. She said, "You're just like all the other men.
Son, you're talking to the wrong man. If you want to know what girls are all about, you're talking to the wrong man. I still ain't got your mama figured out. By the way, son, I've got a problem. Wonder could you talk with me a while? See, lately your mama, she ignores me. Hardly ever gives me a little smile. So I was thinking maybe you could show me the way you younger fellas comb your hair. Think I change my style, son. Could you show me something really cool to wear?
Dad, you're talking to the wrong man. If you want to know what girls are all about, you're talking to the wrong man. Still ain't got my girlfriend.
So I guess we'll just go fishing.
Maybe head out to that old golf course today.
Amen. When our buddies ask us about women,
I think I know exactly what we'll say. Boys, you're talking to the wrong men. If you want to know what girls are all about, you're talking to the wrong men. Still ain't got them women figured out. Still ain't got them women figured out.
Well, the struggle is real with no resolution in sight. There's Michael Martin Murphy with son Ryan Murphy talking to the wrong man at number 8 on the countdown this week in 1988. That would climb to a high of number 4 here in the USA, but in Canada, it went to number 1. All right, time to head to the grocery store and pick up a few things this weekend. A gallon of milk is $1.50. A half gallon of Minute Maid orange juice, right around $2. Or if you did the frozen concentrated orange juice, 79 cents for a 12-ounce can. Summertime means good produce. Peaches, 3 for a dollar. Blueberries, $1.39 a pint. A watermelon was $2.60. For carrots, about 30 cents. 6 ears of corn, 99 cents. Well, you need a nice cool treat. How about Klondike bars for $1.49? And of course, it was grilling season. Kingsford charcoal, a 10-pound bag, $2.79. $1.50 for ground beef. Doing steaks on the grill, strip steaks were $3.99 a pound. Or if you just wanted some hot dogs, a package was $1.50.
Now there's an Oscar Mayer hot dog that keeps going and going all the way to the end of the bun. Oscar Mayer bun length hot dogs. And now all Oscar Mayer hot dogs come in zip pack to stay fresher longer. Right, Joey?
Up in Chicago, the number one hot dog is Oscar Mayer. But down in New Orleans, Brian is number one. In Buffalo and Minneapolis, Oscar Mayer is number one. But in Birmingham and Memphis, Brian beats them. Say, maybe you're wondering why Brian hot dogs aren't number one up north, too. We think it might be because we don't sell them up there. Brian, the flavor of the South.
A little regional hot dog battle there. Sorry to those of you who like ballparks or Nathan's or Hebrew National or Armor. Hey, but whatever your choice for grilling dogs, I'm a fan, and just remember to invite me over. Hey, back to the countdown now. We're up to number 7 with a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Here's Working Man.
Sitting alone in the dark, wasting my time in the park, cause I got nowhere to go. Had me a job till the market fell out. Tried hard to borrow, but there was no help. Now I've got nowhere to go. I need a job for these two hands. I'm a working man with nowhere to go. One last look in the land. Auction all my life, broke my heart and it took my wife. Now I've got nothing to show. I need a job for these two hands. I'm a working man with nowhere to go. Wonder
lineup change for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band in 1988. John McEwen had left for a solo career, and he was replaced by former Eagle Bernie Ledden. So he was the new voice, along with Jeff Hanna, Jimmy Ibbotson, Bob Carpenter, and Jimmy Fadden on Workin' Man. The first single from their album, Workin' Band. There'd be two more top tens from that LP, I've Been Lookin' and Down That Road Tonight. And Workin' Man was at number 7 this week, 1988. That would peak at number 4.
You're listening to The Memories on Weekend in the Country.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck. And she's proud of that. Jane's secret, AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother, Josh, only cares that his car starts and goes. But when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and my guy, it's time to talk. Men today face immense pressure to perform, to provide, to keep everything together. So it's no wonder that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every year. Men are also less likely to seek therapy than women, which means depression among men often goes underdiagnosed. If you're a man and you're feeling the weight of the world, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Talk to someone, anyone, a therapist, a friend, a loved one, because real strength comes from being honest about what you're carrying and doing something about it. Therapy can help you find your way, and BetterHelp makes it easy to start. Take a short online quiz and connect with a qualified therapist from the privacy of home. Every man deserves better. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Weekend in the Country!
Today, our famous calendar on the wall has been turned back to late June of 1988. And as always, we're playing the biggest hits from this week in our spotlight year. And 37 years ago, song number 6 was by Vern Gosden, Set 'Em Up Joe.
They got a vintage Victrola 1951, full of my favorite records that I grew up on. They got old Hank and Lefty, and there's B-24. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T., and I'll play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Yeah, set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Mm-hmm. All my neon neighbors, they like what I play, 'cause they've heard it every night since you walked away. Every day they replay, so B-24, 'cause every night I run a needle through walking the floor. Every night I run a needle through walking the floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T., I'm gonna play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Set him up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Set him up, Joe, and play walking the floor. I said, set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor.
Out of Woodland, Alabama, that's Vern Gosden. Set 'em up, Joe. The sixth most popular country song this week in 1988, soon to become his second number one from the album Chiseled in Stone. And by the way, Vern used to play with one of the members of the band at number one this week. Yeah, they played together in a Southern California bluegrass group in the early 60s. I'm making all kinds of connections on today's show. It's crazy.
The White House today put out a glowing economic forecast for the rest of this election year. It predicts no increase in the inflation rate, only a slight rise in interest rates, no recession, and stronger than anticipated economic growth. Growth was strong in the first quarter of the year, though not as strong as first reported. In a revised estimate today, the Commerce Department said the gross national product grew 3.6%.
That's Bob Schieffer of CBS. I don't even know why he mentioned recession. We weren't even close to a recession. In fact, the third quarter of 88 grew at 4.2%, and it would stay above 4% for the rest of the year despite a drought, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. But unemployment was at 5.4%, the lowest it had been in years. The median household income that year was just over $27,000, about the same, really, as the year before, in real terms, as they would say. Consumer prices went up slightly in May, and American car sales rose nearly 13% from the year before. Yeah, we were doing well economically here in the summer of 1988, and we're back on the countdown now. At number five, here are the Sweethearts of the Rodeo. Satisfy You.
Thank you.
Sweethearts of the Rodeo, sisters Janice Oliver and Christine Arnold. That will satisfy you at its peak of number 5 on the countdown this week, 1988. Well, a couple of weeks back, 37 years ago, a small wildfire was begun by lightning in Montana, right near the boundary of Yellowstone National Park. Well, that blaze expanded into the park and then merged with dozens of other fires, and eventually over 750,000 acres of Yellowstone would be burned before firefighters could gain control in late September when the snows finally came in. 36% of the park's area would be scorched this summer. Well, maybe First Lady Nancy Reagan knew it was coming because she had been seeing an astrologer. Now, Mrs. Reagan had been consulting a San Francisco astrologer named Joan Quigley. Now, President Reagan's former chief of staff, Don Regan, spoke about their relationship in his memoir. Quigley apparently gave advice on President Reagan's scheduling. There was defense contractor fraud inside the Pentagon. The Justice Department was investigating about 100 people for the fraud, most of them working for 60 defense contractors, either as employees or consultants. Consultants apparently were the kingpins of the operation, bribing government officials for information and then selling it to the contractors. Payments to government officials were sometimes less than $100, while the consultants were making tens of thousands of dollars. A few weeks earlier, journalist Carl Rowan was in some trouble. He shot an unarmed teenage trespasser at his house. An 18-year-old Maryland man and some of his friends had hopped the fence at Rowan's house in Washington, D.C., and were swimming in his pool. Well, Rowan shot the man in the wrist. At the trial, the jury was deadlocked, but it was embarrassment for Rowan because he was an advocate for strict gun control. And Hollywood writers were in the midst of their longest strike in history. It began March 7th and wouldn't end until August 7th. That would push back the start of the fall season to late October. Those were some of the things we were talking about here in June of 1988. And we're back to the countdown now with Roseanne Cash at number 4. Close to becoming her 9th number one, there's Roseanne Cash with the 3rd single from her big album King's Record Shop. If You Change Your Mind, at number four this week, 1988, which is where we've traveled to for this weekend in the country.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Weekend in the Country.
That's us, and I'm Craig Orndorff, coming to you from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, linking up with you courtesy of some really awesome radio stations, to wit, the Great Country, KYNS in San Luis Obispo, California. There's KXDD in Yakima, Washington. And we've got Mid-Maine covered with True Country, WGUY and WCTB. Well, today we have dropped in on the final days of June in 1988, and on the countdown, we're up to number 3 with Alabama, Fallen Again.
Thinking of the faces I've seen, back when I was young and green, I was falling back then. But now I'm working on building a fire, and flirting with that old desire, and falling again. Into the wind, I fall in love again, falling again. Well, you'd think that I would learn by now to keep from falling somehow, but I'm falling again. When I caught that look in your eyes, that's when I realized I was falling again. Into the wind, I fall in.
Because Alabama had fallen again. Actually, they were on the rise on the chart this week. Up to number 3, soon to be the 23rd number 1 for Randy Owen, Jeff Cook, Teddy Gentry, and Mark Herndon. And now it's time for sports from this week in 1988. NASCAR was in Michigan. Rusty Wallace won the race. Bill Elliott was second. But the championship went to Elliott with Wallace number 2. And there was a tire war this year between Goodyear and Hoosier. Teams were allowed to switch manufacturers from race to race. So that was an underlying story all year. And Bobby Allison nearly died the week before in a crash at Pocono. He had been in and out of consciousness all week. All right, more sports and golf. The U.S. Open went to Curtis Strange. He beat Nick Faldo in an 18-hole playoff. NHL, Edmonton swept Boston for the Cup. NBA, the Lakers topped the Pistons in 7. The Lakers let a 15-point lead get whittled to 1 in Game 7, but they held on to the win thanks to James Worthy, 36 points, 16 rebounds, 10 assists in the finale. Over a little tennis, Wimbledon was going on. Steffi Graf beat Martina Navratilova in 3 sets, and she'd win the Grand Slam this year. And Mats Wilander nearly did the same on the men's side. He took the Australian, French, and would win the U.S. Open, but Stefan Edberg captured Wimbledon. Baseball, the first night game at Wrigley Field was coming up in August, and in October, the Dodgers would surprise the A's behind Oral Hershiser and one at bat from Kirk Gibson. And this weekend, everybody was getting ready for Monday's big fight, a matchup of undefeated boxers Michael Spinks and the undisputed champion Mike Tyson.
The uppercut, body shot, down goes Mike Spinks for the first time. The count is up to 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. That was a body shot that took him down. Here comes Mike Spinks in. He leaves to the right hand. Down he goes. I don't think you'll get up from this. Mike Spinks is laying flat on his back. The count is up to 5, 6, 7, and 8. He won't be able to do it. It's all over. Mike Tyson has won it. A dramatic first round knockout.
The Colonel, Bob Sheridan, on the call as Tyson knocked out Spinks in 91 seconds to remain heavyweight champ, June 27th, 1988. And the other story was the folks who shelled out $40 for the pay-per-view and got half a round. Well, you got your money's worth buying the latest single from Tanya Tucker. It was up to number 2, If It Don't Come Easy.
When it don't come easy, there's no natural.
Tanya Tucker would be on top of the countdown next week in 1988, but this week in the runner-up spot with If It Don't Come Easy. That would be her ninth number one smash. But the song in that position this week in 88 is coming up next on Weekend in the Country.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the,
not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and my guy, it's time to talk. Men today face immense pressure to perform, to provide, to keep everything together. So it's no wonder that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every year. Men are also less likely to seek therapy than women, which means depression among men often goes underdiagnosed. If you're a man and you're feeling the weight of the world, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Talk to someone, anyone, a therapist, a friend, a loved one, because real strength comes from being honest about what you're carrying and doing something about it. Therapy can help you find your way, and BetterHelp makes it easy to start. Take a short online quiz and connect with a qualified therapist from the privacy of home. Every man deserves better. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something. Whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes as long as it's coming from love. Then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Weekend in the Country.
We're coming down the home stretch of today's show, and I want to remind you about our Facebook page. It is Weekend in the Country. Go there and give us a like and a follow so you can be sure to get all of our posts and updates. And be sure to share us with your friends and tell them to listen, too. And we certainly appreciate that. And now, we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our spotlight year, 1988. And the biggest story that week and that summer was the drought.
It wasn't even noon today when the temperature at Sioux Falls in South Dakota was over 100. In Georgia, a woman died from heat stroke while she was working in a tobacco field. There was some rain in Iowa today, which was good for the soybeans. But in some parts of Illinois, there is no moisture available in the top 6 inches of soil. And here in the Northeast, there has been a break in the heat. It is in the Midwest and the South where the drought and the heat still hold people and animals and the land in their grip.
Along the shrunken Ohio and Mississippi rivers, barge traffic finally got moving again today. This afternoon, the Army Corps of Engineers opened both rivers after dredging crews cleared the channels and freed hundreds of boats backed up and stranded by the lowest water levels ever recorded. The drought's impact is already showing up in grocery stores, but so far it's more of a jostle than a jolt. Prices are slightly higher for grain products like cereal, but meat and poultry prices are lower because so many animals are being sent to slaughter early. If consumers are concerned, many farmers remain desperate. Nearly 45% of the nation's counties now qualify for disaster relief, and today farmers flooded a new federal hotline with pleas for help. Last night in Sumner County, Iowa, residents tried another hotline to heaven. They prayed for rain. This morning, they got some, but it was too little and too late to make a dent in the drought, and the Midwest forecast for next week, dry and hot, with temperatures again approaching 100 degrees.
Chris Bury and Peter Jennings from ABC reporting on the drought. It was slightly cooler this weekend in the northern plains, and some thunderstorms helped the parched south, but that was only temporary, and some towns had to cancel 4th of July fireworks. It was the worst drought in 50 years, and damages range from $80 to $120 billion. It was hot and dry here in late June 1988. Meanwhile, the hottest single on the country chart this weekend belonged to the Desert Rose Band. At number one, He's Back and I'm Blue.
You turn away, you won't look at me. You seem to think that I just can't see. I was hoping he was out of your heart, but he's still calling you. Now he's back and I'm blue. I forgot about yesterday. Those memories seem so far away. All it took was just a whisper to start. Now he's back and I'm blue. Ooh, that old feeling, filling up your dreams again. Ooh, it comes stealing, taking you away. I guess there's nothing left for me to do. I can't stop him from living in you. Cause the past can only pull us apart. Still you carry it through. Now he's back and I'm blue. Feeling,
to think that I just can't see. I was hoping he was out of your heart, but he's still calling you. Now he's back and I knew. Now he's back and I knew. Now he's back and I.
Desert Rose Band, Chris Hillman, John Jorgensen, Herb Peterson, backed up by Bill Bryson, J.D. Manus, and Steve Duncan. He's Back and I'm Blue, the fourth single from their self-titled debut album, and it was their first number one, holding the top spot this weekend in 1988. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, I'm Craig Orndorff saying so long for Weekend in the Country.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne and I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.